USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's personal lawyer calling the Mueller report a waste of 2 years. Rudy Giuliani claiming special counsel Robert Mueller can't indict because there's no collusion and no obstruction. Giuliani also slamming Democratic House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, who says after Mueller's announcement yesterday, quote, no one, not even the President of the United States, is above the law, and the investigations are going to continue. Giuliani says,
Jerry Nadler just proved that he shouldn't be the chairman of that committee by saying Jerry Nadler has figured out already without an investigation that he's going to respond to the crimes of the president.
He spoke on Fox News. More deadly tornadoes in the central U.S. One person died in Kentucky from one yesterday, and another tornado caused a lot of damage in Texas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
An unidentified man lights himself on fire outside the White House yesterday afternoon. And USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
The Secret Service said the man lit himself on fire on the Ellipse near the 15th Street and Constitution Avenue right after 12 lunchtime. Secret Service personnel responded to the scene along with the National Park Service. U.S. Park Police spokesman Sergeant Edward Delgado told the Washington Post the man was in critical condition. He said authorities were working to determine what accelerant was used and whether the man had parked in the area. And for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A hearing's to be held today to determine the fate of Missouri's only licensed abortion clinic, as Planned Parenthood is seeking to renew the St. Louis abortion clinic's license, which expires tomorrow. If it does, Missouri will become the first state in the country without a single abortion clinic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
In 15 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Jeopardy host Alex Trebek has good news about his cancer battle. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
Alex Trebek says his doctors say he's in near remission of advanced pancreatic cancer, stage 4, and that the 78-year-old TV personality's tumors have shrunk by more than 50%. That's what he tells People magazine, saying it's in part because of the thoughts and prayers of his friends, coworkers, and millions of fans. Trebek announced his diagnosis in March. The American Cancer Society estimates only 3% of patients with stage 4 pancreatic cancer are alive 5 years after being diagnosed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Louisiana is poised to become the next state to enact a law banning abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. WWL's Chris Miller reports.
Conservative lawmakers like Valerie Hodges said if life ends when the heart stops, then logically life exists when the heart is beating.
Once the heartbeat is detectable, that's proof.
The bill makes no exceptions for cases of rape or incest, which didn't sit well with Democrat lawmaker Ted James.
I'm not man enough to tell that woman, you know what? Live with it.
His attempt to amend the bill and others like it were shot down. Governor John Bel Edwards, a pro-life Democrat, says he'll sign the bill.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.